Brandon, Brandon Webb, Webb. Today is 1/17/23. He was born 4/19/86. Give complaint. I was told my blood pressure is high. Number one, I've gained a lot of weight, but I'm trying to lose weight. Number two, dizziness. Number three, headache off and on. Number four, some swelling in the legs after a long day. Next number, history of fatty liver. Our patient is a 245-pound gentleman who comes in today after he was seen at the dentist a few times and was told his blood pressure continues to be high. His blood pressure here was 167 over 170 over 122. First of all, he was given clonidine. His EKG was within normal limits. He's not having any chest pain. He also refuses to go to the emergency room, period. The paragraph, his blood pressure did come down to 150 over 105 here in the emergency room. Past medical problems, reports, no history of blood pressure, no medication for blood pressure, COVID immunization, non-medical surgery, non-social. He does smoke. He does drink. He's lost some weight after he gained some. He weighs 141 pounds exactly. But at home, he weighs around 145. He doesn't use any drugs. He hasn't been using any cocaine or any other illicit drugs or any over-the-counter medication. Family history, positive for hypertension, cardiomyopathy. One aunt had a heart transplant, allergy codeine. He's alert. He's awake. Review of system as above. 142 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 101, 167 over 122, came down to 157 over 105. Heart positive, smoke positive, verse 2, tachycardic lungs, clear abdomen, soft TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without lesion, logical, non-focal. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, rate of 100. Assessment number one, hypertension. Number two, some response to clonidine, 0.1 milligram here in the office. Number three, again, doesn't want to go to the emergency room. Number four, blood work, including testosterone, hemoglobin A1C, kidney function, liver function, CBC, PSA, B12 done. Next number, we looked at his kidney and the ultrasound to make sure there's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. None was noted. Next number, carotid stenosis was ruled out via significant carotid stenosis was ruled out via carotid ultrasounds. Next number, tachycardia caused us to do an echocardiogram, which showed some LVH. Next number, because of pleural edema at the end of the day, we looked for DVT, PVD, none was found. Because of his arm pain in the past, we looked at his upper extremities to look for PVD, DVT, none was found. Next number, next, so some lymphadenopathy. Next number, we're going to check his thyroid, but we also looked at his thyroid under ultrasound. There was no abnormality seen. Next number, he did have some fatty liver. Next number, he did have mild carotid stenosis. Next number, he'll be started on hydrochlorothiazide 25, irbesartan, 300 milligram once a day. Next time is check blood pressure three times a day. Next time is call me in 24 hours. Next time if it gets worse, go to the emergency room right away. Once again, he doesn't want to go to the ER now. Next number. We explained everything to him today, and he'll follow up with me on Friday after the blood work is back, and also call in 24 hours and go to the emergency room if any symptoms that I discussed with him ad nauseum develops at home. Thank you.